What's going on, everyone? Welcome to a special edition of Not Your Average Boston Sports Podcast. We'll be taking a look at a reaction to the first round of the NFL draft that took place last night. As always, you can listen to the program or you can listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can follow along on our social pages on Facebook, Twitter slash X, whatever you're calling it. These days, as you may have noticed on the social pages, I posted yesterday a mock draft on both social media pages. So hopefully you checked that out. And, I think from the looks of it, I got some picks right, which, was fun to kind of follow last night. But I think we're going to mainly, I think, focus on the Patriots today with their first round pick. We'll also take a look at other first round picks as well from last night. Obviously, the draft continues tonight with rounds 2 and 3 starting at 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow, rounds 4 through 7 will begin at noon. So obviously, I think just off the bat for me, I think talking about the draft and how it's become a, event and kind of a TV event, I don't know, is kind of strange for me because I think when I was growing up, the draft was always one day, started Saturday at noon, went through the entire day, and obviously, like, for TV and advertising purposes, things are going to change, and I think clearly the NFL wanted to make that kind of change to, make this kind of a more of a TV event, but I don't know, it just still is strange to me that it's like, okay, they do this kind of bits and pieces kind of thing, which I guess to some people makes sense, but it just is still just interesting how that works. But obviously, first round last night in Green Bay, Green Bay, I think a cool setting. I think it is kind of interesting that the NFL does go to different, cities every year. I think me, I'm still partial to when they would do it at Radio City Music Hall in New York City, and they do that there every year. But I think it is kind of neat to, highlight the different fan bases, whether it's in Green Bay this year, years that it was in Cleveland, in Detroit, places like that where, it kind of gives you an opportunity to see, different fan bases and that sort of thing is in Kansas City couple years ago too. So it's like kind of interesting to, highlight different cities and things like that. So I think we'll focus today on the Patriots pick first, then we'll take a look at some of the other picks. So Will Campbell obviously was the pick at number 4, Patriots taking the LSU offensive tackle, left tackle. And I think to a lot of people, including myself, I think this was the safe pick. This was the pick that was kind of just the simple and easy thing to do. Clearly this is a team that's still, in the process of building back up and building back up to being a perennial playoff team and Super Bowl contender. So it's like there are a lot of different areas that this team, needs to get upgrades in. But I think going into this draft, after the free agency where the Patriots, I think addressed a lot of key areas, they go into the draft with kind of this huge glaring need on the offensive line, specifically at left tackle, spot to protect Drake May's blind side. And I think Will Campbell sure has some, he's not a perfect prospect, but I think as the kind of the highest rated offensive tackle, he made the most sense. And I think it just was kind of a somewhat of an easy choice for the Patriots. Sure, there are some shortcomings, but I think a guy who's played left tackle in the SEC has started 36, 37 consecutive games is a guy that I don't think you have to be super concerned about. Playing against that kind of competition, going against high-level competition, every week, I think, should give you some confidence in his ability. It's not like he's a guy coming from a 1AA school or a school that played in a kind of, I guess, historically weaker conference. Playing in the SEC, I think, is the closest thing you can get to, kind of NFL caliber athletes. So I think him having to be able to hold his own at that spot, there was the stat in the Globe this morning that he'd only given up 5 sacks in his entire career at LSU and over, 2,500 snaps. So he's a guy that's, consistent and I think can get the job done. I mean, sure, the wingspan and the arms, you can, I think, nitpick about those sorts of things. But I think good athleticism, a guy that has a good, nasty streak, and I think is a good leader too. That was one of the things that they highlighted, that, he was a leader at LSU, I think was a team captain his sophomore and junior year. So, hopefully he's a guy that, in a few years is kind of the leader in that, offensive line room. The Patriots certainly, I think, have a, void in that room with David Andrews retiring, or leaving. And I think, I'm not going to say that Will Campbell's going to be, the guy that's the, alpha male in that room from day one, but I think it's good to know that there's kind of leadership qualities there. So, I think that it's a good pick. It's a smart pick. I think that he will easily slide in there to start at left tackle. I don't think that this is going to be a, developmental, like, oh, bring him along slowly. Like, he's going to be the starting left tackle week one, and I think it's going to be great to get him in and, get a rapport with Drake May. And, I think you saw with those interviews, after he got drafted, he's ready and willing to do anything. So I think the Patriots really got a really good player and a really good person that's going to give their all. And I think it's great to know that, there's already that story of him and Mike Vrabel. I think during the pro day or whatever, Mike Vrabel takes a blocking pad and they did some drills. So I don't know. That's just like something crazy that it's like Will Campbell really works out here. And, 10 years later, he's one of the best tackles in football. That's going to be a story that you remember. So I do think that it's a good pick. I don't want to sit here and say, oh, he's going to be an all pro in 2 years, but I think it's probably the best pick the Patriots could make. Yes, sure. Could they have traded down? I think so. Could they have taken an Abdul Carter at number four if he was there? Absolutely. But I think that this was probably the best thing that they could do to address this position. Because honestly, if they didn't, I don't know where else you're addressing that position. I think with the number of tackles that got taken in the first round. So glad that they did it here at number four. Maybe it's a little bit of a reach. Could they have gotten somebody more talented like an Ashton Jeanty? Maybe, but I think that this need is exactly, or this is a need. And so you went out, you addressed it, and got a guy who's probably going to be a starter right away. And I think that that's huge for a team that needs all the help that they can get on the offensive line. So I think solid pick. I think, sure, wish that there was more you could, analyze here, but I think, again, it was the smart pick. It was the correct pick. And, hopefully it turns out. So, as far as the rest of the draft, I think we talked about it earlier this week in terms of, the other positions that they could use. Running back, I think, certainly is one of those spots. I also think, safety and edge rusher is also a good spot. And so I think looking at some of these guys that could be available when the Patriots pick at 38, which is the sixth overall pick in the second round, you still have some guys that are here. Mike Green out of Marshall, some people had him as a first round pick. Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College is also a possibility. Both of those guys are edge rushers. Nick Emenwuori from South Carolina is a safety. He's also on the board. A couple of Ohio State running backs that I had highlighted earlier this week, Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins, I think would make sense for the Patriots. A couple defensive tackles, TJ Sanders out of South Carolina, Shamar Turner from Texas A&M. And yeah, I think it was just those two guys. I could also see the Patriots addressing the tight end spot at some point. I don't know if that's going to be tonight, but I do think that, you got to start thinking about that position, I think, with Henry. And, Austin Hooper kind of on the, I don't want to say the older side, but I think it's always good to think about the depth of positions like that. So I think those are some guys the Patriots could look at in the second round. So Patriots will have the sixth pick in the second round. And then the third round is also tonight. Patriots have the fifth pick in the third round and the 13th pick in the third round. So Patriots will be making a couple selections this evening. So I think that's probably all my Patriot thoughts. But we will now look at the rest of the first round. Cam Ward going number one to the Titans. Not really much of a surprise there. In my opinion, I think Abdul Carter going to the Giants wasn't much of a surprise. But obviously, there was that massive trade between the Jags, between the Jaguars and the Browns. They essentially, switched picks. Cleveland got, I think, another second and another fourth, as well as a first rounder next year. So personally, I thought Cleveland made out pretty well with this trade, as the Jags moving up to take Travis Hunter. So Travis Hunter goes to the Jaguars. And then the fifth pick, the Browns take Mason Graham. So I think for Cleveland, maybe they weren't 100% sold on Travis Hunter, and they were willing to, take a trade package from the Jags. So I think that was one of the bigger surprises. I also thought the Giants, trading back into the first round was a bit of a surprise, but I think there were already rumors that they were interested in a quarterback, and so that's exactly what they did. They traded back into the first round, 25th overall, to take Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart obviously was with Ole Miss the last couple of years. The Giants are pretty high on him. The Giants had obviously moved on from Daniel Jones and had signed Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson to 1-year deals, if I'm not mistaken. So, the quarterback of the future, I guess they're taking Jackson Dart. So I think, those trades were significant. The Falcons also traded back into the first round with the Rams to get James Pierce Jr. So the Falcons, I thought, made out pretty well with both of their picks in the first round, James Pierce at 26 and Jalen Walker at 15 out of Georgia, James Pierce out of Tennessee. So I really liked those two picks for the Falcons. I think the Falcons, I think historically, are always looking for guys to rush the passer. So they got two pretty good players there. As far as some other picks, I did like Ashton Jeanty going to the Raiders. I think that was a solid pick as they need more, playmakers on that offense. I also thought Tech McMillan going to the Panthers at number eight was also a good pick as they're definitely in need of some more weapons for Bryce Young. So I liked that pick. I think that he's going to be pretty good. The Cowboys, I think Tyler Booker, I was a little bit surprised. I kind of thought that the Cowboys would be one of those, swing for the fences type of teams in the first round, as I thought that they would go after a wide receiver, but they took Tyler Booker, who I think is a solid guard, and I think the Cowboys kind of doing the smart and simple thing, which is not really what you would expect from them. But other first round picks that I liked, Emeka Ebuka at number 19 going to the Buccaneers. Really liked that pick. Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin getting up there in age, I think. But I think he's a very good, solid pro-ready receiver. Gives them three pretty solid receivers. So I really like what they're building down there in Tampa Bay. So I think Baker Mayfield definitely in line for another really good season. So I really liked that pick. The Packers taking Matthew Golden out of Texas. I like that pick as well. I think Matthew Golden's going to be a really good pro prospect. So I really liked that pick. Washington taking Josh Connerly, an offensive tackle. Josh Simmons taken by the Chiefs at 32. They swap picks with the Eagles. So those were a couple more offensive tackles that got taken. The other two were Kelvin Banks at number 9 by the Saints and Armand Membu by the Jets at number 7. So, I think glad that the Patriots decided to go with the offensive tackle because outside of Campbell, there were four other tackles that got taken. So I think definitely there was not a direct, run on tackles necessarily as I thought that there would be in my mock draft, but obviously there are five that were taken in the first round. So Patriots, obviously I think made the right choice there. Maxwell Hairston at number 30 by the Bills. I liked that pick. I thought that they would go defense, so they make the pick. Jihad Campbell going to, they say going to Alabama, went to Alabama, went to the Eagles at 31. They and the Chiefs had swapped picks. So I really liked that pick for the Eagles. The Eagles, I think, just loading up on that defense with a lot of really good young prospects. So Campbell adds to the guys that they already have. So also thought two tight ends that were taken, Colston Loveland taken at number 10 by the Bears. I was kind of surprised that he was taken before Tyler Warren. Kind of thought that he was the going to be the number one tight end off the board. He goes to the Colts at number 14. Really like that pick. I think that he's going to be very, very good. I also think, Loveland's going to be a solid player too. And the Bears, obviously adding to the talent on their offense, kind of thought that they would make more of an effort to move up to take Ashton Jeanty, but obviously that didn't work. But they do take Loveland, who I think is going to be good, and then Warren obviously going to the Colts at number 14, Shamar Stewart going to the Bengals at number 17, like his potential. So I think that could be a pretty good addition for the Bengals as they're still, in those contract situation, or still in that contract situation with Trey Hendrickson. So probably good for the Bengals to get some depth at that spot. So I think just to take one last little look at some of the best available guys, obviously Shedeur Sanders was not taken in the first round, which I think to some people, including myself, a little bit of a surprise. Will Johnson, cornerback out of Michigan, also on the board. Kind of surprised he wasn't taken in the first round, but I would expect that both of those guys probably get taken relatively early in the second round. Cleveland, I think a team as early as Cleveland could take Shedeur Sanders. Could also see the Saints making that pick or the Steelers. Let's take a look. So the Browns, first pick of the second round, they could take Sanders. They could also take him with their fourth pick, 36th overall in the second round. Could also see him going to the Saints at 40th overall, the Rams at 46. Or the Steelers actually don't have the second round pick, so maybe it would be round three. But I do think there'll be opportunities that he gets taken. But Will Johnson, really like him. I was actually early on in the draft process, he was one of the guys I actually liked for the Patriots to take a look at. But I think that was before free agency, so obviously that was before they signed Carlton Davis. But I would have liked Will Johnson to be with the Patriots, but maybe the Patriots, shock us and take a cornerback. If he's still there at 36, I don't think that would, or 38, excuse me. I don't think I would hate that pick if Will Johnson is still there at 38 for the Patriots to, double down a cornerback to get a third guy that they can feel good about. So I think that's probably going to do it for the first round reaction. I think we'll, obviously break down a lot more with next week's podcasts. We'll likely, next week, next Monday or Tuesday, whenever, drop the next episode. We'll talk about the draft class, and then we'll likely have a guest next week to break down all the picks and kind of get a guest's thoughts on the Patriots draft. So great to get this reaction out to you folks, and hopefully you can listen to it before rounds two and three start later tonight. So we will talk to you next week.